Why have we failed to stop recent terrorist attacks around the world? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gary LaFree, professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Maryland, examines this question.
Recent terrorist attacks like those in Manchester, England, and Orlando, Florida, make us ask why we so often fail to prevent them. Here are five reasons why. First, terrorism is an incredibly rare event. In recent years, worldwide traffic accidents have claimed the lives of roughly 100 times more people than those killed by terrorists. The fact that terrorist attacks are rare means that we have limited ability to reach general policy conclusions about how to prevent them. Second, while terrorism is rare, mass casualty attacks are rarer still. Since 1970, only 17 attacks from around the world have claimed more than 300 lives. This means that we have very little to go on when responding to these extremely unusual events. Third, terrorist organizations are remarkably diverse, which makes generalizations even more difficult. On one extreme are lone wolves who have no recognized links to any organization. On the other extreme are highly organized groups that persist over time and have a well-defined chain of command. Fourth, attributing responsibility for a terrorist attack is often ambiguous or impossible. Our data show that no terrorist group can be assigned responsibility in nearly 3/5 of all attacks. And finally, while it's difficult to get an accurate grasp of terrorist threats, it's even harder to evaluate the strategies used by governments to counter terrorism. Governments are incredibly secretive about their anti-terrorism policies. Terrorist threats are episodic, sporadic, and inconsistent. The fact that they are rare makes it difficult to formulate general policies and stymies reliable analysis. The fact that many attacks are carried out by groups that are short-lived, immature, or rapidly evolving impedes consistent and rational policy responses. And because responsibility for attacks is often ambiguous or altogether unknown, punishment for such attacks is often difficult. You should worry more about your seatbelt than the next terrorist attack.
That was Gary LaFree of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.